When will I turn away from sins, Ya Rab? When will I, O Allah, become good, Ya Rab?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Vessalatu vesselamu ala seyyidil mursalin. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Vessalatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Vessalatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Vessalatu vesselamu aleyke ya Nabiyallah. Ve ala alika ve ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila Khawfi Huda, the fear of Allah Azzawajal. Alhamdulillah, in the previous episodes we have been discussing of what Khawfi Huda is, what taqwa is, what the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is. We've also discussed about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's taqwa. We've also discussed about Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's taqwa. And inshallah, in today's episode, we will discuss this further inshallah Azza wa Jal. But my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, before we continue inshallah Azza wa Jal, think to yourself, you know, when we leave our houses in the morning, when we go out, whether we go to the shops or whether we go to school, college or university, whether we go to work, what do we take with us? Majority of the people will take three things with them. Number one is a mobile phone. Whether you're just going to the car, whether you're just going down the road, whether you're just going for 5 minutes, you're going out of your house, everyone will take the mobile phone with them. Number two is you'll take your keys with you to get into your car, to get out of your car, to lock the door, etc., etc. So number two is your keys. And number three is someone will take money with them. Whether it's a bank card or whether it's notes or whether it's coins, someone will take money with them. There might be someone watching at this moment in time who is not home, who is maybe in someone's house, and they will have these three things with them. But my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, it's my humble request to you that whenever you leave your house, the way you take your mobile phone, the way you take your keys, the way you take your money, take one of these with you. What is this? Such a small item, but this is that thing, my dear Islamic brothers. You know, youngsters today, we like to put our hands into our pockets. Inshallah, each time you put your hands into your pockets, when you touch this, inshallah, it will motivate you to do the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Each time you touch this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will motivate you to recite Durushif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we put our hands into our pockets, we touch the mobile phone, and we think, let's see whose message has come. Let's see what's happening on social media. And so each time that we touch this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will motivate us to recite Durushif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will motivate us to do the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Think to yourself, you say Subhanallah, or you say Alhamdulillah, or you say Allahu Akbar. You say this once, a tree will be planted for you in Jannah. Durushif. You recite Durushif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, Allah Azza wa Jal will shower 10 mercies upon you. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you 10 good deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive 10 of your sins. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, your rank will be elevated by 10 times. That's one time you recite Durushif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's my humble request, try to recite Durushif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try to take these with you as well. And just think to yourself today, you know, we're driving our car and all of a sudden we put our hand into our pocket and we think, I forgot my phone. I haven't brought my phone with me today. And we drive all the way back home. Why? Because we forgot a mobile phone at home. But just think to yourself, this will be in your pocket. This will motivate you, inshallah Azza wa Jal, to recite Durushif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us this passion. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us this enthusiasm to recite Durushif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In abundance, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, has been narrated that in the home of a pious person, once the wall, it came crumbling down. So this person, this pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he then went to search for a builder to fix the problem. So when he reached the place, there was a lot of builders there waiting for work, waiting for someone to choose them and to work for them. So this person, he reached the marketplace and he seen that there was this one young man and he was away from everyone else. So he approached him and he said to him that, my wall has come down and I want you to fix it. I want you to help me. So the builder, he agreed for this. And he said that, I will work for you, but I have three conditions. So his three conditions were, the first condition was that you must pay me when the job is complete. Number two is you will not overwork me. And number three is you will not stop me from reading my five daily salah. So the pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, this is beautiful. These are beautiful conditions. So he accepted all these conditions and he brought the builder back home. And he told the builder exactly what to do. So this pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, due to a reason, he left the house and he went for some other work. Now when he returned back home later that evening, he seen that this builder, he has done work, but he's done double the work. So he was very happy and he gave the builder his money for the job. So the next day, this pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he went out again to look for the same builder. When he reached that same place where he found him the last time, he couldn't find him. So he asked the other workers, the other builders, that where could I find so-and-so person? They said to him that this person only works one day a week. So the pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he asked the workers, he asked the builders, that where could I find this person? Where does he live? Where does he stay so I can go and find him? So the workers, the builders, they told him that you go to so-and-so place, that's where he lives and that's where you'll be able to find him. So this pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he went to that place. He says, when I got there, I saw that this person, this builder who had worked for me yesterday, he's lying on the floor. He's lying on the floor and he was shaking with a high temperature. So this pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, dear brother, you are all alone here and you are very ill. Come and I will take you to my house. And once you are better, then you can return. Now this person, this builder, he never agreed. But after a few times, this pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he persuaded him to come to his house. So then, my dear family brothers, this builder, he came back to the pious person's house with the pious person and he stayed there. And this pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he says that he stayed with me for 3 days. In this period, neither did he ask for anything, nor did he eat any of my food. And on the fourth day, my dear Islami brothers, is mentioned that his temperature, his illness got much worse. And he called me over and he muttered to me that, dear brother, it seems that the moment to leave this mortal world has finally come for me. After I die, could you do something for me? So the pious person of Allah, he said, yes, surely, whatever you say, I will do it for you. So the builder, the worker, he said to him, that after I leave, after I die, I want you to get this rope. He had a rope. And he said, I want you to get this rope and I want you to put it around my neck and drag me outside your house and shout loudly and say the following. This is what happens to the people who disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what happens to the people who disobey their Lord. Maybe this way, he says, maybe this way my Creator will get happy with me. Maybe this way Allah Azza wa Jal will get pleased with me. And then he says, that after you have performed my ghusl, bury me in only these clothes of mine and then head to Baghdad. He had a holy Quran and he had a ring. And he said, head to Baghdad with this Quran and with this ring and meet the Khalifa Harun Rashid and give him these belongings and say to him, fear the wrath of Allah and do not be lost in the love of this mortal world, because death will surely take you in an instant, leaving all the luxuries of the world behind. My dear Islami brothers, after saying this will, after saying these words, after a few moments, this builder, this worker, he passed away. Now my dear Islami brothers, the pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he's sitting nearby and he's crying that what has just happened in front of me. And then he remembered the will of the builder. So he got the rope and he was about to put it around the neck of this builder, of this worker. As soon as he was about to do this, my dear Islami brothers, he heard a voice from the corner of the room that was echoing. And the voice said, don't you dare. Is this how you treat the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal? And it's mentioned, the pious person says, after hearing these words, my body started to tremble and I kissed the feet of the person and I made arrangements for his burial. It's mentioned, after burying him, I got his final remaining possessions, meaning the Holy Quran and the ring, and I headed to Baghdad to give it to the Khalifa Harun Rashid. So he says that when I reached the palace of Khalifa Harun Rashid, now think to yourself, you know, today we want to meet the Prime Minister. Today we want to meet the President. Today we want to meet the King of our time. And what do? We reach his house. There's guards outside his house. There's people protecting him outside his house. So this is exactly what happened. This person, he reached the palace of Harun Rashid and there was guards protecting him. This person wanted to meet Khalifa Harun Rashid, but the guards, they were aggressive to him and they did not let him meet him. After a while, this pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he wrote a letter to give to Khalifa Harun Rashid for this request to meet him. So he said, eventually I got the opportunity to go and meet Khalifa Harun Rashid. He says, when I met Khalifa Harun Rashid, I handed the Quran and I handed the ring of that person to Khalifa Harun Rashid. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, listen next. Listen what happens next. The Khalifa, when he received the Holy Quran, when he received the ring of that person, he started crying. He was shocked. He asked the question, that who gave you these possessions? Who gave you this Quran? Who gave you this ring? The pious person replied, that a builder gave me this. Then, my dear Islamic brothers, the Khalifa, he whispered three times. And he said, a builder? A builder! A builder! And then, my dear Islamic brothers, the Khalifa, Harun Rashid, he fell in a flood of tears. Then after a while, the Khalifa asked, tell me, where is this builder now? Where is this worker now? Where could I find him? Where could I meet him? The pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, he replied and he said, he has passed away. Now what happened next? As soon as Khalifa Harun Rashid, as soon as he heard this, he collapsed on the floor and he remained unconscious for a very long time. Now think to yourself, this pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, now my dear Islamic brothers, he was shocked. He was shocked as to what is happening. One incident after another. Another incident after another incident. What is happening? First, I met the builder. Then he's passing away. Then his will. Then I heard the voice from echoing from the room. And then now, the Khalifa, the king of our time, Harun Rashid, rahmatullah alayh, has fell unconscious. He's on the ground and he's crying. He's thinking to himself that what is happening here? When Khalifa Harun Rashid, when he regained his consciousness, he asked me, do you know where his grave is? The person said, yes, he goes, take me to his grave. So the king, Harun Rashid, the Khalifa Harun Rashid, and this pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, then they reached the grave of this individual, this worker, this builder. Then what happened next? The Khalifa, he fell onto the grave and he started to cry. He started to cry and then he fell onto the grave. Then my dear Islamic brothers, he then stood up next to me and said, this young man was the coolness to my eyes. He was the beat of my heart and he was my dear son. He would enjoy gatherings of music and dance. One day, he was busy enjoying himself in a music gathering when he heard the voice of a child reciting an ayah of the Holy Quran. And what was the ayah of the Holy Quran, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madinah channel? The ayah of the Holy Quran was Surah Hadid, translation from Kunzul Iman. Has the time not come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance and for the truth that has come? Harun Rashid, my dear Islamic brothers, he says, as soon as he heard this ayah, as soon as my son heard this ayah, his body started shivering. He had tears running down from his face. And then he uttered the words, yes, 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 the time has come. And he walked out the palace. And Khalifa Harun Rashid, he mentions that we have never seen him after this. And today you have come and you have told me about my son. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, before we continue, inshallah, Azawajal, just think to yourself, you know, today a king, how much luxury a king has. A king has facilities, he has money, he has respect, he has properties, he has servants, he has people serving him, he has bodyguards. A king has everything that a normal person would dream of. But think to yourself, children of the king, how much luxury they will have. They will have respect, they will have money, they would have a desire for something and their desire will be fulfilled. Meaning the children of the king, how much luxury they will have. But just think to yourself, this young man, this builder, my dear Islamic brothers, he had everything. He had luxury, he was living in a big palace. His father was the king of the time. Just think to yourself, he listened to one ayah of the Holy Quran from Surah Hadid. He listened to this ayah of the Holy Quran. He started crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. He started trembling in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And my dear Islamic brothers, he left all the luxury. He left a big house. He left a big palace. And my dear Islamic brothers, this is how he lived his life. One ayah of the Holy Quran, my dear Islamic brothers, he listened to. And this was the cause of his change of life. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, in regards to this ayah of the Holy Quran, Surah Hadid, many pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, many awliya, the reason of them changing their life was due to this ayah of the Holy Quran. And hence, my dear Islamic brothers, is mentioned that Muhaddith Bayyaqi rahmatullah alayh has written in his book, the Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, he was a young man who would enjoy gatherings of music. He would go and he would play the music instruments and he would enjoy gatherings of music. So he's mentioned that once with his friends, he headed towards a music gathering. And he mentioned that as soon as Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he was about to pick up the instrument from the ground. He says that as soon as I was about to pick this instrument up, from this music instrument, I heard the following ayah of the Holy Quran. Surah Hadith, translation from the glorious Kunzul Iman. That has the time now come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance. And for this truth that has come. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi is mentioned that as soon as he heard this ayah of the Holy Quran, he says that my heart was affected and I repented sincerely and I vowed never to do anything that would take me away from my Lord. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madinah channel, think to yourself, one ayah of the Holy Quran and this changed his life. This one ayah of the Holy Quran, and this was the reason why Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, his life changed. And who was Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi? His life changed. But what status did he achieve? What rank did he achieve? It's mentioned that he achieved the rank. He became the Amir al-Mu'mineen fil hadith of his time. Hazrat Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, he also achieved this status. And Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he also achieved this status. And let me tell you the rank of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi. Such a high rank, my dear Islami brothers, he had. That once he met a blind person. And he said to the blind person, the old blind person, what is your wish? What is your desire? What do you desire for? The blind person said to him that with these eyes, I want to see again. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he raised his hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He did dua for the blind man. And my dear Islami brothers, this dua was accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That blind person who could not see, alhamdulillah, due to the blessings of the dua of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he was then eventually able to see. This was the rank, this was the status that Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi achieved. But my dear Islami brothers, how did he achieve this? One ayah of the Holy Quran he listened to. And this is how his life changed. This is how he repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear respected Islami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we've just heard about Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, and we've just heard about the son of Khalifa Harun Rashid. Let's listen to how Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, how his life changed. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, who was a very big saint of his time. Someone once asked him that how did you change your life? What made you to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? So Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he says that I was an officer in the police force and I was a habitual sinner. I used to drink alcohol a lot, and he says that I had a daughter. She was 2 years old and I had a lot of love for her, and then due to a reason she passed away. So he goes that I was lost in grief, and on the 15th of Shaban, meaning Shab-e-Barat of that same year, he says, I didn't even pray my Salatul Isha. He says, I drank so much alcohol that I went to sleep. Now when he went to sleep, he had a dream. And in his dream, he says, it was the end times. The dead people, they were rising and forming groups. He says, just then, I felt a movement behind me. So he says, I looked back to see what's behind me. When he looked back, my dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, he seen a gigantic snake that was behind him. So when he's in this, he was shocked. Just think to yourself today. You turn back and you see a massive snake in front of you. How would you react? Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, it's mentioned that he became frightened, he became worried, and he started to run. When he was running, the snake was also chasing him. So he's running and the snake is chasing him. Then my dear Sayyidina Malik, he's seen an old man. And this old man, he had a luminous face. So he asked the old man, can you please help me? Oh, you can see that I got this snake chasing me. Can you help me? The old man said, I am weak. I cannot help you. I'm a very weak old man. I cannot help you. So Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he continued to run with the snake after him. He says, then I climbed a small hill. And then on the other side of the hill was a frightening blazing fire with many people who were burning inside that fire. He says, I was about to fall into that fire when a voice said, then move back. You are not for this fire. So Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, when he heard this, he continued to run in the opposite direction. So he's running now in the opposite direction, and he's got this gigantic snake that is chasing him. Then on the way, he sees that same old man, and he says to the old man, the old person, can you please help me? As you can see again that this snake is chasing me, I'm stuck, Can you please help me? The old man said, I am too weak, I am too fragile, I cannot help you. But then Majid Islami Brothers, he told him, that look over there, that round mountain you see there, the Muslims keep the deposit there. Go there, and if you have a deposit, then inshallah, you will be able to gain it back. So Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, he says that I reached that mountain. He says that when I reached this mountain, he saw windows that were decorated with silk curtains. And he says that there was gold doors decorated with beads. The angels, then they said that remove the curtains, open the door. Maybe this person has some deposit here that will save him from the snake. So Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, says that when the window opened, I seen many children in front of me. There was a group of children. They were all in front of me. And then my eyes fell onto my daughter. I seen my daughter, and she was also part of that group. And my dear Islamic brothers, his daughter, his 2-year-old daughter, as soon as she seen me, she said that I swear by Allah, this is my father. This is my father. Then she jumped and she came to me. She held my right hand with the left hand, and on seeing this, that snake, that massive, that gigantic snake that was chasing him, the snake turned away. Then what happened next? He said, my daughter, she sat on my lap, and while stroking my beard, she recited the 15th verse of Surah Hadith, translation from Kanzul Iman. Has the time not come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance and for the truth that has come? He says, as soon as I heard this ayah, I began to cry. And then I asked my little daughter, I said to her, that the snake that was chasing me, that massive snake that was chasing me, that gigantic snake that was chasing me, who was this snake? What was this snake? Why was this snake chasing me? His daughter, she replied and she said, that snake that was chasing you, that was your bad deeds. Then he said, but whilst the snake was chasing me, I seen an old man. Who was the old man? Who was he? She replied and she said, that old man, that was your good deeds. Because your good deeds were less in number and your sins were more. That's why that person, he was old and he couldn't help you. Then Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, he asked his daughter that, what is this mountain that you're present at, what is this mountain? And she said that the Muslim children who have passed away, wait here until the day of judgment. We wait for our parents so they can arrive and we can intercede for them on their behalf. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, mentions that when I woke up, I repented in the court of Allah. I promised Allah not to drink alcohol. I promised Allah not to sin again. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, he became a famous saint of his time. Alhamdulillah, today, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we also remember Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi. And my dear Islamic brothers, who was Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar? It's mentioned that Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, he spent his life with taqwa. He used to spend his time crying in the fear of Allah. When he would see a dead body, he would cry in the fear of Allah. When he would see an ill patient, he would cry in the fear of Allah, Azza wa Jal. Once it's mentioned that Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, he participated in a funeral. Before even the deceased was buried, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, he seen the grave. He started contemplating upon the hereafter. He started thinking about the grave. He started thinking about the horrors of the day of judgment. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, he fell unconscious. It's mentioned that people had to pick him up and they had to bring him home. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, Madi Islam with us, such a great personality. But what was the reason that his life changed? It was this ayah of the Holy Quran. It was this ayah from Surah Hadid that changed his life, Madi Islam with us. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayyaz, rahmatullah alayhi, he was a famous robber of his time. He used to steal a lot. It's mentioned in regards to him that once, with the intention to steal, he was climbing the wall of a home. And it's mentioned that whilst he was climbing the wall of this home with the intention to steal, the owner of the household, by chance, by coincidence, he was reciting the following ayah of the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman. Has the time not come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance and for this truth that has come? Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayyaz, a famous thief, a famous robber, Madi Islami Brothers. And what happens? He says, as soon as I heard this ayah, as soon as I seen the owner of this house reading this ayah, reciting this ayah, he says, he immediately came off the wall. And he started crying and he was saying, yeah, yes, my Lord, yes, my Allah, the time has come, the time has come. And he immediately left that place and he reached a deserted place. And he started to cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, whilst he was at the deserted place, it's mentioned that at that time a caravan, a qafila, stopped at that place and an announcement was made. An announcement was made that do not continue to travel in this area. Why? Because Fuzail bin Ayaz and his companions are here nearby. And this, you traveling in this area, this is a risk that you might be a victim of theft. So do not travel in this area. Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullah alayhi, he's listening at that deserted place. He's listening. The people didn't know that it was him. And he started to cry in the fear of Allah. And he started to say to himself, "Oh Fuzail, how sinful you are. How sinful person you are. That the Muslim Ummah fears you. The mothers, they scare their children with your name. Oh Fuzail, how sinful you are." So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we've just heard about Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz. We've just heard about a few incidents about how the pious people, Abdullah bin Mubarak, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, Halifa Harun Rashid, his son, how their life changed. What was the reason that their life changed? Because they listened to one ayah of the Holy Quran. And what was the ayah of the Holy Quran? Translation from Kanzul Iman: has the time now come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance and for this truth that has come? My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, we hear this ayah today. We also listen to this ayah today. We also recite this ayah of the Holy Quran. But my dear Islamic brothers, what changing takes place in our life? Just think to yourself, do we change when we listen to this ayah? Does this bring a revolution when we listen to this ayah? What are we doing with our life? Has the time not come, my dear Islamic brothers? Has the time not come? If it hasn't come now, then when is the time going to come? But your brothers, they say that, brother, you know, we've got a very long life. Brother, me, I'm only 20 years old. I'm 21 years old. I'm 22 years old. I'm 25 years old. I'm 30 years old. Brother, when I get to 50, when I get to 60, when I get to 70, when I get to 80, that's when I read my namaz. That's when I remember Allah. That's when I follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's when I change. For my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, listen carefully. My question to you is, what's your guarantee that you're going to reach 50 or 60 years old? Today you're 20 years old, you think, brother, I've got 60 years of my life left. I've got 50 years of my life left. I've got 40 years of my life left. My question is, brother, what's the guarantee? What's the guarantee that you got that much life left? There is no guarantee. But there's one guarantee, and that guarantee is death will come. It might come today, it might come tomorrow. It might come this week, it might come next week. It might come this year, it might come next year. We do not know. But we know for a fact that death will come. And this long age, living for a long time, this is not guaranteed for anyone. We see today, we see loads and loads of youngsters who are passing away on our streets. How old are they? They didn't reach 60. They didn't reach 70. They were youngsters like us. They also left this dunya. They were young lads who left this dunya. Someone had cancer, someone had an accident, someone was stabbed, someone was shot. Happens in front of us. So many times on social media we read that so-and-so brother, so-and-so person, this much years old, 17, 18, 20, 25, 30 years old, he's left this dunya, his janaza will take place at so-and-so masjid. The same way, they didn't reach a long age. Who knows how many years we've got left? Who knows how many months we've got left? Who knows how many days we've got left? Who knows how many hours that we got left of our life? We do not know, my dear Islamic brothers. But we know for a fact that we're going to leave this dunya. So this ayah of the Holy Quran, my dear Islamic brothers, we have just listened to, that has a time not come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance and for the truth that has come. My dear Islamic brothers, remember Allah. Read your namaz. Recite durushi upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adapt good company. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you're currently watching Madani channel, this environment of Dawat Islami that today has changed the lives of millions of people. Millions of people throughout the world who were on a different path. Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, has brought them onto this path of righteousness, alhamdulillah. So alhamdulillah, wherever your weekly gatherings take place, for brothers and sisters separately, attend your weekly gatherings and gain blessings in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jal also give us the ability to act upon what has been said. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When will I turn away from sin?